Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tom Verizer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Bochy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Onbe. Pitching for the New York Mets, Rick Onbe. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson, who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor takes first base on ball four. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a pop-up into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Baylor moves to third. It's 1-0, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Bochy and he is safe. Raines steals second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball towards left. Foster catches it and throws to second to double up Raines. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy strikes out. Two outs. Rick Onbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Onbe hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Flynn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman juggles the ball. That's an error on Kingman. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Spear reaches second base with a double. Cromartie goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 1, Expos, 1. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn strikes out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to second. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallach strikes out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromartie takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to third. Carter moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Raines takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Baki and he is safe. Raines steals second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Baki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baki is 0-for-1 in the game. Baki hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Onbay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Onbay is 0-for-1 in the game. Onbay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Oliver strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Carter strikes out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-2 in the game. Wallach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilson scores. Baylor moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baylor moves to third. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Valentine moves to third. It's 3-1, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to home to get Valentine. Foster moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Foster moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Brooks moves to second. John Stearns pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 2 in the game. Bochy hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Brian Giles now playing second base. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cromartie takes first base on ball 4. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry White pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spear moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Raines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spear scores. White moves to second. It's 3-2, Mets. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bryn Smith now pitching. Rick Onbay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Onbay is 0 for 2 in the game. Onbay hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn misplays the ball. That's an error on Flynn. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cromartie throws the ball into Spear who tags Valentine trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wilson scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Mets. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver moves to third. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 3 in the game. Wallach takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to second. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. with two walks. Cromarty strikes out. One out. Neil Allen now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Spear reaches second base with a double. Oliver scores. Carter scores. Wallach goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Expos. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bakke for a passed ball. Spear moves to third. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brad Mills pinch hits for Bryn Smith. Brad Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Kingman reaches second base with a double. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kingman moves to third. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-3 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kingman tags and scores. Two outs. It's Mets, 5, Expos, 5. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 5. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Bakke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bakke is 0-for-3 in the game. Bakke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Neil Allen. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Leach now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, Cromartie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Little pinch runs for Warren Cromartie. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Little. The throw from Bakke and he is out, Giles applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 5. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood now playing right field. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Valentine strikes out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got four RBIs. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 4 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Phelps pinch hits for Jeff Reardon. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Johnson pinch runs for Ken Phelps. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Raines is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 5. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Burris now pitching. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Bakke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bakke is 0 for 4 in the game. Bakke hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Bakke reaches second base with a double. Mike Howard pinch runs for Bruce Bakke. Gary Ratchsick pinch hits for Terry Leach. Woody Fryman now pitching. Rusty Tillman pinch hits for Gary Raj. Rusty Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman strikes out. Ron Hodges now catching. Doug Sisk now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 6, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.